Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for not telling my mom and sister I was in the hospital and letting them find out on Facebook?
I mean, there's got to be some backstory.
I didn't think it was that jerky until my other sister yelled at me about it. So let's talk.
Okay.
If you are not on Facebook or Instagram or just busy trying to clean up the mess that has happened in your house because there was a lot of flooding this weekend, you may not be aware that I was in the hospital out of nowhere on Saturday night. Ambulance and everything. My neighbor called a wellness check on me. I was not okay.
Right.
I don't know. We still don't know what was wrong.
You weren't making sense, though.
I wasn't making my everything was jumbled. My you can see in my text messages I make no sense. Nothing. It sounds like I'm having a stroke. And it was really, really scary. I thought I was having a heat stroke or something, but it was not that. It was clearly more serious. So they took me to the hospital. I ended up being in the hospital for at least 5 hours. They did every drug tests you can think of on me. It was negative. They did a CT scan to make sure I didn't hit my head because I was so out of it, not making any sense.
And you don't know.
That was negative.
Because you were by yourself for a little bit, yeah.
They, at the end of the night, even said, can you go pee in the toilet? I think they really thought they were going to find something in my system. I'm like, dude.
They hit you with a turn your head and cough?
They did a blood test. They did the urine test.
Oh, yeah, they ran you through it.
They did everything, right? And at one point, my neighbor, thank God, who called the wellness check on me.
Shout out, fam.
Kira, she told them, you know, she said at one point I was ripping my IV out and being combative. I have no memory of any of this,
oh,
okay,
so
guys?
You were active.
I was out of it. So I'm going to go back to the doctor today, and we'll talk more about this a little bit on the show. But the reason I want to know if I'm the jerk is because I called my sister Penny on Sunday morning. You know, I called you and the few people in my life who really needed to know about this,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
You were one of those people.
Appreciate it.
So I call my sister, and she's like, what? What do you mean you were in the hospital? She's very upset, my big sister. Very upset.
She's mad because she didn't know?
She's very upset.
Well, sorry, I was in the hospital. I couldn't exactly tell you.
So I tell her about it, and then eventually I post on, later in the day, I go, I just want to post this on Facebook so I don't have to go through this 1,000 times with people because we're going to be talking about it on the air. My sister calls me, and she goes, did you tell Mom and Jenny that you were in the hospital? I go, no.
Huh?
She goes, you didn't tell Mom? And I go, well, Mom's not really with it anymore.
I know what you mean.
Jenny is busy.
Okay.
And she goes, you didn't tell anybody else in the family and they're going to find out on Facebook? And I went,
oh, because you had already posted it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And Penny, I'm calling you Penny. DZ, this is how out of... Come on.
You had called Penny.
Well, here's where...
You had called Penny.
I had, but in my defense, let me explain to you. So I finally text my sister and my mom, my other sister and my mom, because I have two sisters, and I say, just so you guys know, I'm sorry if you see it on Facebook. I was in the hospital. I'm okay, which is like a half lie, right? So I'm like, I'm okay.
I'm fine. Don't feel great, but
so
I'm
then
fine.
My New York sister goes, what happened? Immediately wants to know everything.
She's the serious sister.
She's like, tell me everything. You know,
send
let me
your
try
doctor's
to help.
Notes.
100%.
Send me the file.
She's worked in healthcare, whatever. So I'm like, okay. Well, my mom then texts me and says, I was thinking, Allison, I wonder if you got struck by lightning.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your mom thought you got struck by lightning?
So you guys, I'm not trying to be sad. I'm trying to be like honest with you on why I didn't call my mom. And I said, Mom, that's a good thought,
maybe.
but I don't think I got struck by lightning because my mom is older and I don't want to get upset, but you know, things start to deteriorate and stuff.
Well, did she, what prompted her to say maybe you got struck by lightning?
She said she was looking at all the stories about Wisconsin and thought something about, you sure nobody got struck by lightning?
Like the area near you got hit by lightning. Did you feel super crazy tingly at one point? I'm trying to entertain this for some reason. Because I'm like, well, maybe.
But I think my mom was like, well, what's wrong with her if nothing else is?
If she's okay, but nothing happened. Yeah.
So that is just to set the picture of why I did not really call my mom, right?
Okay.
I didn't want to stress her out for no reason.
And say, Mom, I'm in the hospital.
And just didn't want to stress her out.
See, but
but my sister is another story.
Your sister and even
my sister Jenny should have known.
Even then, mom should have known too, because then it's like you let one sister know.
If my children did not tell me, I would be very upset.
Bothered.
Very upset. If Owen or Hudson were in the hospital and didn't tell me, even if they're 40, I would be very upset.
And if I were to find out later online, more bothered.
You're right. You know what? I am the jerk. Never mind. Forget this whole segment.
No, because hold on. Devil's advocate is still here.
I didn't want to. Everybody is already stressed out enough.
That being said, hold on. Because Penny knew that you had been in the hospital. And then as far as being the liaison,
Penny didn't tell anyone.
She ain't hit your sister up.
Nope.
She ain't hit your mom up.
Nope.
So I hate to go against my dog because Penny's
Thank
cool.
You.
But
am I the jerk for not telling my mom and sister I was in the hospital and they had to find out on Facebook? That is the question of the day.
I think no.
Not the question, the am I the jerk.
Yeah. No, I think no, because you should have relied on Penny to be able to relay that information to moms and your sister so that you didn't have to worry about doing that. You posting it on Facebook was more or less to just let me get the information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we do talk about it, it doesn't come as a full shock to the world here, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Now, do I agree that mom and sis should have known? Everybody all together,
but
right? Pops included, whatever. But you weren't thinking that far ahead.
No.
You just thought, let the few people
let
know.
Let it get over with and move on with my life.
And more so, even subliminally, you might have thought, if I tell Penny, Penny will relay a message. Whether you did realize that, I think
honestly,
subliminally, you thought she might have at least like lobbed the information to the rest of the family.
She has as big a mouth as me, DC.
I'm surprised Penny didn't reach out to me.
Thank you. I am surprised.
Now I'm offended Penny didn't hit me up.
You know why Penny didn't reach out to you? Because she didn't know until Sunday afternoon. She didn't know when you knew before Penny, actually.
Well, don't say that out loud.
Penny's going to kill us if I say that out loud.
I
texted you, texted you Sunday morning, and I think I called Penny right after.
Because
you had messaged me at 3 in the morning to see if everything was okay with the flood. You didn't even know.
I had messaged you the night
before. You didn't even know I was in the hospital.
I had messaged you at like 8 p.m. the night before and then 3 a.m. that night after to be like, yo, so what are y'all living like? Is everything okay? Because I also haven't heard from you now in about 12 hours.
Let me read the text. It says, Allie, you are so not the jerk. Your decision on telling them or not is valid. We've been dealing with this in our family. No matter if you tell them right away or after the hospital visit, they're so nasty regardless. No, my family's not nasty. No, they're not nasty.
They could stress regardless, though, whether it's like, I'm okay.
I didn't want them to stress. But my family's not mean. They just, it's too much chaos. It becomes, everyone's telling me their opinions and you know how it is.
Everybody comes bombarding you and extra worry.
Wait, do you think I'm a jerk for not telling them and them finding out on Facebook I was in the hospital, my mom and sister?
A little bit, but I do think it was more on your sister than you because, like you said, you're spacey. You're out of it. You're just thinking more more like, throw this information out and, mm-hmm. and let me go to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least that's how I would have felt about
right.
it. I wouldn't have been thinking, oh my goodness, my mom's going to be heartbroken because I didn't call her yeah. and tell her first.
And she wasn't.
But she would have. My mom would have been
10 years ago. Mm. Okay, 414-533-1037. So the question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for putting that I was in the hospital on Facebook before I told my mom and sister? My other sister knew. I felt like the one matriarch in my world now.
How?
My sister.
Oh, fair.
I told her and then I moved on. It's okay. You can call me a jerk because if it were my kids, I'd be very upset.
I'm not answering today.
The phones are going crazy. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the question is, am I the jerk for posting that I was in the hospital on Facebook before I told my mom and one of my sisters? I told one sister, the one I'm very close with, Penny,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And then I moved on with my life because... I don't know.
You needed to rest? I don't know.
I guess. And then now my sister called and said, did you post? Did you tell mom and Jenny you were in the hospital before you posted? I go, I did not.
Why didn't you, though?
A couple reasons. My mom was more... I would have called my mom 10 years ago. I would have called my mom first.
Immediately.
She would have been... She was my... Even at the hospital, they said... Do you still want to keep Nancy as your emergency contact? And I said, unfortunately, no.
No.
I need you to change that mm-hmm. because my parents are getting older and I changed it. So if that doesn't tell you kind of where I'm at, struggling sure. with how to call and what needs to be told
who to
people,
rely on
to, people that can comprehend it anyway.
Well,
it's
and
like,
they can get to you as fast and as necessary.
My like, mom can't get here from Florida if she
right,
tried.
Right.
She jumped on a plane 20 years ago. She can't do that
yeah.
now.
Well, and so, even having somebody that's a plane right away might not be
it's not
the go-to.
Enough.
Sure.
Yeah. It's right? going to be, hi, DZ.
What up, though?
Hi, my new emergency contact.
I don't want to say it, but you know I'm down. What's up? What's
Thank
up?
Thank you. I trust you and Aaron.
I put Aaron's number down, though.
Thank
mine.
You.
Put I'll, my name, Aaron's number.
Fair enough. I'll put everything for her. Go to Santino in Sheboygan, because that is the Am I the Jerk today. Am I the jerk for telling them that I was in the hospital on Facebook?
Yes. Before you said it in person?
Before I said it in person. We never even talked. My other sister texted me and said, tell me everything. What do I ask questions? And that was it.
That was it.
And then my mom
hey,
suggested
good morning,
the
fam.
Santino, what up, dog?
Oh, Santino, what a weekend in Wisconsin. Are
Man,
you okay
yeah,
with all
real.
The rain?
Yeah, we are okay
oh,
up here. We didn't get any flooding,
thank
which
God.
Was a blessing. But not about us. It's about you.
Mm. What up?
I hate to be this guy because of your trauma, the situation you're in.
Be it.
But... If you did not specify to your sister to contact the family tree, mm-hmm. that goes on you.
Mm. Fair enough. And I did not.
Yeah.
So I'm the jerk.
Is it an unspoken rule, though, that like if there's a scare and I'm in the hospital and we don't know what happened, maybe I'm not in my fully quote-unquote right mind, so you can go ahead and tell the fam for me? Ain't that unspoken?
That's fair.
It is, but at the same time, I mean, obviously, if you want to go double jerk, it's her sister's fault, too, to say, hey, do you want me to let mom and them know what's going on? I mean, obviously... Because of the situation, it can go both ways.
Yeah. Y'all the double jerk twins over here. Santina!
The double jerk twins. Last
right, the
night.
The double jerk twins.
Well, but it's jerk.
All right, Santino.
You got to lighten it somehow, baby.
Dang it, fine.
Oh,
well, all right. So I'm the jerk. I should have told them before I posted it. That's
a little
fair.
Bit, a
That's
little
fair.
Bit.
I respect that.
Because I hear what he's saying, though.
I get it.
You didn't say, hey, tell mom,
I'd
tell
be
Jenny.
Mad.
Penny didn't also go, hey, should I tell mom,
she
tell
just
Jenny.
She kept it to herself.
So double jerk twins.
Yep. All of a sudden, nobody's got a big mouth anymore. We all have big mouths in this family until we got news to tell. Look
then
at
it's
that.
Tight lipped. Then it's tight lipped. Huh? Hey, Santino, I'm 10 toes with you, my boy.
All
yes,
right.
sir. You know what? Why not?
I can receive it. You're right. Thank you, Santino. Love you.
Say hi to the babies for us.
Right, love you guys, too.
Bye.
Much love,
Later.
Man. Peace.
No, if Owen or Hudson didn't tell me, it'd be on.
You kidding me?
If they were in the hospital and didn't tell me, I would go hysterical.
When it's kids involved, it gets weird, but then you've got got grown kids. Mm-hmm. We're grown kids, mm-hmm. right? If we don't tell our parents something, they can still garner some reaction towards us. But it's different when you're babies.
Yeah.
I'm still torn. Santino made a lot of points. Well, but
it would be different if my mom was a different age.
My mom's still with it.
And my mom was younger. Your mom is very with it. Yes. Ish. We're in different spots.
Ish.
Stop it. You be nice. I'm telling your mom can hear you. Stop it. Mom's listening right now. Knock it off. All right. Go to Jennifer and Brown Deer.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias. All right.
Am I the jerk for telling my mom and sister? Well, they found out on Facebook that I was in the hospital.
Yikes. No. I'm totally sure? with Evia on this one. Really? I am sure.
Okay.
You were trying to take care of yourself. A lot's going on when yep. you're in the hospital. Nurses, doctors coming in and out. Tests being ran.
Yep.
You didn't have time to sit there and make all those phone calls.
Honestly, I was asleep half the time. Like, you guys don't understand. Yeah, I think the only amount I was awake that I remember anything was maybe 10 minutes. And I was there for hours. And the rest of it's a blur. They had to sedate me at one point because I was being so combative.
So they were just in and out doing tests, doing whatever.
My neighbor said at one point I got in, like, the fetal position and was like, I just want to go to sleep. Like, weird, right?
That's
it was just
weird.
The whole thing was weird. But that was after they sedated me. So that might have been the sedation.
Oh, okay.
Or I was getting in like the fetal position being like, let me just go to sleep.
She said
every time they were trying to poke me with something else, I'd scream, that hurts, which is so not like me.
I have a high tolerance pain. It feels like a childhood regression.
Doesn't it?
Almost, where you're like, I just want to go to sleep. Child tantrum, fetal position.
The whole thing's weird.
Doctor coming in trying to poke you and you're like, ow, no.
My neighbor said they were like, is she always like this? And she's like, no,
half of that maybe.
She said she's kind of feisty, but this is crazy. She was like, it was weird,
Jennifer.
So I was out of it, Jennifer. So that's the only reason I'm defending myself.
I agree with DZ. I really honestly think that your older sister should have said she's got a lot going on right now, and maybe even asked you, hey, do you want me to call the rest of the family for you so you can take care of yourself, focus on, you know, what you need to do, and
chilling.
Yeah.
Live at that. Yeah. I don't think you're the jerk. You had to do what you had to do.
Well, thank you.
Word.
I might be, but thank you. Not according to Jennifer.
I wish you the best. Take care of yourself, Allie.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you. Have a good day, Jennifer.
Much love. Hope you guys are doing well. For real.
Love you, too. All right. Last but not least, Carl's in Indy, unless he's moved to Wisconsin already. Hi,
better,
Carl.
Man. Quit playing. Just come on back.
Hi,
man.
Carl.
Morning,
Buenos dias. All right.
Carl.
You're the tiebreaker, my boy.
Am I the jerk for telling my mom and sister on Facebook I was in the hospital?
Definitely not the jerk.
Ooh,
and actually, I just have a little story. I had a similar story with this with my ex in Sri Lanka.
Let's hear it, Carl. I'm all ears.
We were dating for about 6 months until one day she completely ghosted me for like a week, and about a week later, like it was like back in March or April. I think it was like in April, I think.
Yes, she ghosted you. Then what happened?
She texted me and said, hey, I was in the hospital. Sorry, I didn't respond. And I almost felt like she was the jerk for doing it. But then I realized I felt really bad for myself.
Aww.
So I decided not to think of her as a jerk because she was in the hospital.
Hospital, Carl, you can't be mad at her.
At
if
all.
She wasn't, then you could.
I think that's what he realized, though.
Yeah, you know? He felt like left out. But Carl, I'm telling you, like I couldn't have called anyone.
Yeah,
I was that out of it. My neighbor couldn't even get into my phone. At one point, she asked for my code, and I gave it to her somehow. And I was like, text and call whoever you want because I have no clue. And then I fell right back asleep. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
So, anyway. All right, Carl. Well, is your girlfriend okay?
Well, ex, no.
Yeah, she's doing okay.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, she's okay. She's been going through a lot in her life.
Hold on.
Pretty busy.
If you're broken up, we don't care.
Listen,
never
Carl.
Never mind.
If she's an ex, next.
Never mind.
We still like each other. I mean, we still love each other, you know?
Then we'll talk about it when you're back in a relationship. She's not getting that much airtime until then, Carl. No, thank you.
This ain't about the girlfriend. This is about you. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Guess what? You're not the jerk.
That's right. Thank you.
Yes, you're definitely not the jerk, and I'm hoping you take care of yourself, Allie.
Thanks. I already messaged my doctor this morning, and I told him I want to come in ASAP today and get more tests. So that's I will.
Need to leave now? What's up?
No, but if they say so, time? I'm out.
Okay.
I got time. I'm here.
Appreciate you, Carl.
Bye, Carl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.